To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, Robert, Mary, back with you now for more RM World Travel. And as we continue to mix things up for the next few minutes of the broadcast, we're off to the 12th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1789, known as the Tar Heel State, as it's time for Destination Spotlight 46 in our series. And before we turn our attention to the Outer Banks, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
All right, it is graduation season. Father's Day is next month. Maybe you're looking for a special birthday or anniversary gift. We suggest giving the gift of travel by upgrading to a premium travel experience with Travel Pro's Platinum Elite Collection. It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style.
You know, it really does. Mary and I, we travel with Platinum Elite. Rudy uses their Max Light 5, and they have several other collections as well. Whatever you prefer, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at TravelPro.com. You'll find specials, a bunch of information, and a lot more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now, let's turn our attention to the Outer Banks of North Carolina, as Lee Nettles, their executive director, is holding for us on that show hotline.
Welcome, Lee. Thanks for joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you being here. So, you know, listen, there are people who love Cape Cod off the coast of Massachusetts for its topography, diversity, beaches, and things to do there. But some 700 miles or so down I-95 in North Carolina, the Outer Banks offer a whole nother area separated from the mainland, featuring terrific beaches, beautiful topography, diverse barrier islands, and a lot more. So what do you most enjoy about the Outer Banks, Lee?
Well, it's just, as you mentioned, it's a chain of barrier islands, and there's just something about being on an island. And around here, the Outer Banks of North Carolina, we literally jut out into the Atlantic Ocean about 30 or 40 miles. So we see two ocean currents converging right off the shores. The winds blow a little bit harder. The waves are bigger. You're closer to the blue water for charter fishing. So it's a really dynamic and just exciting, but also relaxing environment. People just come away restored and pumped up.
Absolutely. And I think so the beaches, Cape Hatteras National Seashore, more than 70 miles of beautiful sandy beaches. I think of, like you said, the currents, the waves, the lighthouses down there. But Outer Banks and the Wright brothers are also linked. So can you explain to everyone listening what that connection is?
Yes. Well, one of the unique things about our destination is that we have three National Park Service sites in our one county. And one of those, as you mentioned, is Cape Hatteras National Seashore, which is our country's first national seashore, in fact. And then another one is Wright Brothers National Memorial, the home of man's first powered flight in 1903, the Wright Brothers.
Yeah, once they moved
and
from
the third National Park Service site is Fort Raleigh, where the first English settlers attempted to colonize.
And I think a lot of people don't necessarily know that either. So listen, North Carolina, we'll switch and we'll bring it to something a little more modern. Terrific state if you enjoy golf, North Carolina is certainly. But the Outer Banks, you offer some challenging courses, you know, along with that constant ocean breeze, terrific views. So wouldn't you agree, Lee, that golf is another draw to the Outer Banks?
It's certainly and increasingly it's a draw to the Outer Banks. We have several well-established and just excellent courses to choose from, and you can go everything from a coastal links course with winds that switch from hole to hole, and you're playing right alongside the water. You can move inland and then try your hand at several other courses that we have nearby. So it's quite a variety, range of play, but yes, we find that it's popular with our visitors, particularly in the shoulder season.
Mm-hmm. That's a great time to go anywhere, particularly the Outer Banks, though, when it's less crowded. So for visitors around the country who have not been to the Outer Banks, Lee, let's talk about the various types of accommodations available. I know a lot of people, we have friends actually that rent a house every year, but I think you also have a good number of RVs and campers as well, right?
We do. We have, the majority of our accommodations are vacation rental homes, which mm-hmm. is somewhat unique. We also have hotels, motels, cottage courts, old-style B&Bs. But we do have National Park Service campgrounds as well as some private, independently run campgrounds. So it's a great place where you can just pull your RV up and you're on the beach. You can enjoy the amenities, but really get away from it all.
Well, I have a vivid memory right now because I know I've seen people with the RVs right there on the beach or biking or just walking. I mean, it is a place to go and really just, you know, disconnect a little bit from our day-to-day lives and relax. So, you know, we've got about maybe 40 seconds or so with you. I know certainly seafood and American fare are the most popular types of restaurants that you offer there. But before we let you go, always like to ask people on the Destination Spotlight to give us one fact that would likely surprise our audience and entice them to come visit the Outer Banks.
Well, I would say that we're the home of America's oldest mystery. What happened to the lost colonists, those first colonists at Roanoke Island? By the time that the English came back from England with new supplies, the colonists were nowhere to be found, and that mystery is yet to be unsolved. The Lost Colony Outdoor Performance starts here in a couple of weeks, and it will run through the summer. So we'd invite everybody to come out see America's longest-running outdoor symphonic drama.
Lee, I really appreciate it. Folks, if you want to find out more, outerbanks.org. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, just hit the release button for Lee. Outer Banks, folks.
It's really a special area.
Go enjoy it.
You have to see it and discover it.
That is going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole other hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I are going to be back. We'll be talking, of course, everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.